Hey guys, you're locked right here to JTV. I have Guy Tori in the building. Oh my goodness. He is an actor and comedian. He did an amazing, amazing job tonight. I mean, he had me crying out, like my makeup, everything. I mean, I was just in tears on the floor laughing. Like, I don't think I've laughed like that in forever. Like, what is your secret to like making people laugh like that? Like, that is really powerful to get people out of their seats just crying laughing.
Well, on my journey to victory, you know, just hard work. I mean, I love comedy. I'm a fan of comedy. And, you know, to be good at something, you got to be a fan of it first. So I was a fan of comedy first. And then when I got into the game, I just started studying the craft. And I love making people laugh.
And you do an awesome... No, you really did an awesome job tonight. And just in your... You know, and the whole thing of success and getting to the next level and things like that. What do you feel like are some things that you feel like people don't know about you or that, you know, they might overlook?
I think people, you know, don't know the hard work I put into it. What goes on behind the scenes of a joke, crafting a joke. All the times you try it, the late nights, the drunk crowds, the light crowds, the full crowds. I mean, just what it takes into crafting a bit and getting it to that gem. It's a diamond. It's a rock. And then when you polish it and you put that pressure on yourself, it turns into a shining diamond. So it's the behind the scenes and the effort that goes into it. It may seem like we, you know, it's easy and it's on the top of our heads. But a lot of times, man, we nervous as hell on stage. I get nervous for every show. I've been doing this for 25 years. I do about 300 shows a year. I still get nervous for every show.
Wow. No way. Because you...
But it's good nervous. It's good nervous energy because, like, when you're nervous, it means you care.
Yeah.
When you go on stage and you're not really nervous, then you don't care. You don't really put, you know, efforts into a joke. And, like, I'm very hard on myself. Like, I'm very crucial with my sets. Like, I've gotten standing ovation before I hated my set because I feel like if I don't connect with the audience and if I don't have fun, then I feel like I cheated the audience. So it's all about us having fun. It's like sex. It's like, you know, you want two people to enjoy it. And at the end of the day, I want the audience to squirt.
You need to stop. Oh, my goodness. Well, on a serious note.
All up in my face.
You guys, he is just too funny, like way too funny. You definitely have to follow him. But just on a sense of, you know, being serious, like just in
I'm never
success.
Serious.
No, I know.
What is that?
No, I know. I'm
serious
just like.
Serious has no place in comedy.
No, I know. I'm just saying. You are too cute. But just in a sense of success, like what do you feel like are some next things that you can give people, like some type of gems or some type of knowledge on just how to be successful? Like, how to get to, you know, their dream, their goal, like, because you know it gets rough and it gets tough, but what are some things you feel like you could give them, like some advice?
Well, first of all, success is different for everybody, so it depends on what your level of success is and what you're gonna be happy doing. But no matter what industry you're in, you know, first you gotta have a foundation. First of all, you gotta love it. It's gotta be in your heart. Whatever you do, you gotta love it, because it's gonna be a lot of no's, a lot of rejections, a lot of haters, a lot of doubters, and it's gonna be a lot of bad days. And if it ain't in your heart, you're gonna give up. So if it's in your heart, you're going to fight through all of that, and you're going to get to where you're going to be. And in today's world, it's too much technology for you not to research your profession and be good at it. And there's no excuses anymore, especially those in the entertainment industry. You say, I live in Houston, I live in Iowa, I can't get a shot. With technology now and the internet, you can do your own stuff. Like Blaine the Comic does his own sketches, his own skits, and he's caught the eye and ear of Hollywood. You don't have to have an excuse if you don't live in L.A. or you don't live in New York. That's a cop out. And quit trying and quit hoping. Trying and hoping is for losers. Be a doer. Don't be a trier. Trying is setting yourself up to fail. Like, well, I tried.
Yeah.
Don't try. Be a doer and be. Don't try and I hope to. Hope yes. Get there. Period. You got to see yourself where you're going to be, not where you want to be, where you're going to be. And words have power. I tell people all the time, change your language, change your life, change your words, you change your world. You got to speak things to existence and say, I'm going to be at the top, not I want to be at the top. You got to speak that.
Oh my goodness. You just gave like so many gems on a good note. Like that was some really great advice. That was some really, really great advice. Look, don't be a trier. You got to be a doer.
And I don't try shit. I do. And don't belittle yourself. Don't walk around and say, oh, my little show or my little job. Because if you think it's little, other people are going to think it's little.
You're right.
And if you're, and whatever faith you are, I'm a Christian, so I believe in Christ. So it's like God does nothing small.
Wow.
God said, if you think you're small, you're in my way. So I don't do little shit. When's your little comedy show? I don't have little comedy shows.
Exactly.
I have big, every show I do is big. No matter what. 2 people or 2 million people, I do everything big, period.
Yeah. And that, oh my gosh, that even spoke to me because, you know, sometimes me starting out doing things, I'll be like, you know what, it's a little something, you know, I'm
ain't
doing
no little
it.
Something.
But I love that you say that, like, no, you got to be like, nah, boo.
Yeah.
My stuff is number one right now. We doing it.
It's a lot of nuts and bolts and screws and moving parts that go into what you do, especially stand-up. There's so many things behind the scenes. We're just naturally gifted to make it look easy, but a lot of us are shitting in our pants on stage. But we're having fun while we're shitting in our pants. That's why I wear adult diapers on stage. No.
Oh my gosh. And in your career, you've done so much already. Like, you've done movies. You've done, like you said, 300 shows a week. Like, what is, like, the ultimate goal for you that you feel like, you know, I just made it once I do this?
Well, I'm never going to say I made it. I'm always striving to get there. Like, I'm fortunate enough to be friends with Martin Lawrence, who's one of my mentors, one of the legends in the game. And he still works like he hasn't made it yet. And that's what you always want to do. You always got to keep raising the bar for yourself. But 2018 is going to be an incredible year for me. I got a big announcement coming on January 1st. Big announcement, but I have some projects in the work. Because my thing is this. I want to reset Hollywood. And what I mean by that is I want to reset Hollywood. Now it's time out for giving up. Selling your whole of your soul to get a movie role or to get a job. It's like, let's do it off of talent now. Let's go off of raw talent and let's give the people who work hard a shot. And it's time out for these people in the industry who unfortunately dangle a dick carrot in front of girls or dudes to get somewhere in Hollywood. Look, it's time out for that. Somebody come out to LA to practice their craft. And they want to do the art, but you threaten to blackball them, or you threaten to, you got to do this to get that. And that's all. So Hollywood needs a reset. We need to start going back to what talent and hardworking people. And I got a project I'm working on because I want to be able to get back and to young comedians coming up. The millennials that are coming up, a lot of old school hate on them. I don't know why. It's like, look, it's a different era, different time. Yo, embrace them. Let's learn from each other. They teach us how to do the social media thing. We teach them showmanship, teach them camaraderie, teach them the game. Give them some gems, and let's all be happy together. Let's be let's root for each other instead of competing against each other.
I totally agree. And with all of that great stuff, like, I know there's some way they can get in touch with you on social media, reach out to you, you know, follow your work. Where can they find you?
Instagram at Guy Tori, GUYTORRY. Same thing on Twitter at Guy Tori, GUYTORRY. On Facebook, it's The Guy Tori Show or R Guy Tori, R period. Guy Tori, without the period though. Also, my podcast, Unstabled with the D, Unstabled Podcast. Great podcast, picking up steam with my man Mike Hill, Claudia Jordan, Steve Wilson. Also, another podcast called Third Degree with my big Trey D.
Wow.
Big Trey D from the East Siders, DJ Cell, Cognac, and Cuzzo. We do it live on Dash Radio right there. So, yeah, a lot of ways to get in touch with me. Inbox me, DM me. Any questions? You know, I'm actually going to come out with a tutorial about how to do stand-up. Not charging anything. Just want to preserve the art and preserve the craft of stand-up. So get some of my comedian friends and interview them and get them to drop gems of knowledge so we can preserve this thing called live stand-up.
Wow. Oh, my goodness, you guys. So you guys heard all of the great things that Guy Tori just said. I mean, I just am... Oh, it was just so good. Like, I just want one more thing before you go. I'm really big on words of wisdom, and I just want to know, like, what's one thing that kind of just sticks with you, like some type of words of wisdom, you know, that somebody could have told you, but it just sticks with, it comes in your head, and you're just reminded, like, you know what, I'm stick to that. What's that for you?
Don't be afraid to be great.
Oh, I like that. You guys heard that. Look, that words of wisdom right there. Don't be afraid to be great. You guys are locked right here to JTV. Okay.